Once again, we welcome you back into White Auditorium. Tegan Trehune, Michael Deeker here on the first of two evening games of the final day of first-round action in the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Lebo and Hartford as Hartford inbounds to start the second half of action, going from right to left on your radio dial, as Mr. Deeker likes to say. Trailing things 41-6 here against the one-seeded Lady Wolves.
Try and paint the picture as just as good as Bob Ross.
Just put a little happy tree down in the corner. Speaking of the corner, that's where Wendell will find herself, is diving for the loose ball off the mishandle, and she'll roll out of bounds. Turnover to Lebo.
Burlingame awaits the victory of this one. They had a 9-point victory over Merzine Valley. Kayla Noonan, 38 points, eclipsing 1,000 points for her career.
Huge accomplishment. Congratulations to her as Brooklyn Jones. Right wing two is off the mark. Hadley recovers the loose ball in the backcourt. Goes right side to Abby Jones. Jones at the foul line. Goes left side. Now into the hands of Audrey Peek. Peek will throw it away in the lane. Taken away by Trinity Wendell. Now to Toby Soule. Soule taking her time, getting across half court. Goes right wing to Kylie Finnerty. Now up top to Aubrey Finnerty. Left side to Soule. That is Toby Soule. She'll go up top to Trinity Wendell. Wendell, right side of the floor, trying to back down Katie Ott. Gets to the foul line, loses the handle off her foot. That's the third time she's had that happen. In the lane, Wendell jumps the pass, and we're going to get a tie-up on the floor. No, actually, I think we're going to get a timeout taken by... Oh, I thought Coach Gardner called a timeout. No, they are going to signal the jump ball. I was right the first time.
Both teams did not have possession there for that timeout. Of course, Patrick was begging for one, but his team did not have possession to be awarded that timeout.
Darn, Patrick stood up, made me think he got the timeout. Sage Hadley, three on the way from the top is no good. Katie Ott collects the board for Lebo. Baseline now with it is Audrey Peek, going from left to right. In the lane, hook shot right side, Sage Hadley. And Hadley now leading all scorers yet again with 14. Her and Brooklyn Jones have been trading that honor back and forth all night. Toby Soule gets it to Aubrey Finnerty at the top. Left elbow jumper is well short. Rebound put back by Kylie Finnerty. Won't actually get the chance as the ball was stripped out of her hand, and Coach Ryan Thomas not pleased. Inside the arc, right side, worked up now to the top of the left wing to Brooklyn Jones. Up top to Katie Ott. Right wing, Abby Jones. Back to Ott at the top. Left side now to Audrey Peek. Peek thought about the three. Drives inside. Spin move. Top of the key again to Audrey Peek. Or sorry, to Abby Jones. Back to Peek now to Sage Hadley. Gets the friendly roll off the right side layup. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Sage Hadley. Now a 16. 5:19 remaining in the third. 45-6 the lead for Lebo. Up top with it now for Hartford as Toby Soule drives right block. Floater long. And thus far, Hartford has been shut out here in the third quarter. Right side jumper just beyond the block is no good by Audrey Peek. The rebound won by Lebo. Now in the hands of Sage Hadley. Crossover layup long. Rebound collected by Hartford in the form of Trinity Wendell. Wendell leading her team with 4 points as Sierra Crouch and Sierra Garcia get set to check back in for Hartford and Lebo respectively. Foul line, Kylie Finnerty loses the handle, gets it back, jumper in the lane, good. That ends the scoreless streak here as Kylie Finnerty gets her first points of the ball game. Left side, Katie Ott got caught a little bit dazing. She goes right block, though. It doesn't stop her. Layup off the right post. And Katie Ott with 4. 47-8. The lead now for Lebo. 4:05 remaining in this third quarter. I'm all over the place. Ryan Thomas takes a full timeout. Wants to talk some more. We'll take one with him. 3:59 remaining in the third quarter. 47-8. The lead for Lebo over Hartford. We'll be right back with more coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Can you dig it?
Yes, we can.
Little Booker T.
Can you dig it, sucker? 47-8, the lead for Lebo over Hartford. As clock now at 3:51, Sydney Soule gets banged out of bounds. That'll be the second foul for Abby Jones in this ball game. Team's first of the second half. Been a clean one thus far. Audrey Peake steals the inbound. Down the stretch. Breakaway. Layup good. Right side. Audrey Peake now joins Brooklyn Jones and Sage Hadley in double figures. Katie Ott set to check back in for Lebo. Kylie Finnerty set to check in for Hartford as Toby Soule gets fouled off the left block on her shot attempt. That will be Abby Jones yet again, her third, team second.
Yeah, we mentioned in the halftime break, you know, just good job there by Soule to really force the issue and draw in that contact.
Toby Soule puts up the first. It draws rim, but nothing else.
Of course, if you're tuning in looking for the Kansas State-Iowa State game, that'll be heard on our sister station, Mix 104. Actually, KBOE 1400 AM. Dylan Sherwood's on the Mix 104.9 for Emporia High Spartans in Manhattan.
And the second attempt will not draw rim whatsoever. So the rebound will go to Lebo. 3.5 remaining in the third quarter. You can hear Coach Ryan Thomas telling his girls, play some defense. Don't give it to them. 41-point lead now for Lebo as Abby Jones leaves her layup off the left side short. Sierra Crouch dives for the loose ball, gets it. Now in the hands of Katie Ott. Ott at the foul line, goes to Crouch. Top of the right wing, now back to the foul line. Now to Ott. She'll dribble inside. Spin move in the lane. Too fancy, gets the ball taken away. And we got a three-on-none breakaway for Hartford and a great finish by Trinity Wendell. The floater at the front gives her 6 points. 2:48 remaining in the third quarter. A 39-point lead now for the Lady Wolves, 49-10. 2:35 remaining is here. Crouch lets go. A jumper in the lane. It's taken away by Trinity Wendell off the rebound. She gives it over to Toby Soule. Soule brings it up across half court. 2:24 remaining here in the third. Foul line, Kylie Finnerty. Kicks it left wing. Sydney Soule. Three is good. Sydney Soule with a Cody Thurston Land agent three, the first for Hartford. Sierra Crouch thought about trying to answer. Won't do it. Gives to Audrey Peake at the top. Now to Katie Ott. Ott at the foul line. Back to Peake. Thought about the three. Again, won't take it. Instead, she'll settle for a floater in the lane. That's good. Audrey Peake now with 12 points. Just four behind the lead scorer, Sage Hadley. Trinity Wendell inside the arc on the left wing. Gets cut off. It goes up top to Toby Soule. She thinks about the three before getting tripped up, but no foul will be called as it falls out of bounds. Last touch by Soule. So Lebo regains possession as Sage Hadley checks back in, and Abby Jones takes a seat for the Lady Wolves. We'll expect likely a shift change here before too long for Coach Patrick Gardner's Hadley fires a wild reverse no-look layup. It's no good. The rebound goes to Hadley. Peek will try a three that doesn't draw a rim. Ball will go out of bounds. Hartford possession. Minute 21 remaining in the third quarter. 51-13 the lead for the Lady Wolves. Looking to move on to Championship Friday. Semi-final Championship Friday, I should say. Championship Semi-final Friday. I think I got it. Ball poked out of bounds by Sage Hadley. Will stay with Hartford on the east side of the arena. Trinity Wendell inbounds up near half court to Kiara Garcia. Garcia hands back off to Wendell. Wendell to Soule at the top of the key. Right block to Kylie Finnerty. Shoots over the defender. No basket, but a foul. That's going to go against Katie Ott, the junior, her first. Team's third, I should say. Kylie Finnerty now at the line for two. Sets. Puts up the first. And it hits the back iron too strong.
Hartford hit their first four free throws, but has now missed their last four.
Finnerty, 2 points on the night. Puts up the second. That one hits the front, but no good. Or are they going to say that failed to draw rim?
It drew rim.
It did draw rim, but won't matter.
So the broadcaster jinx is in order, Tegan.
I didn't say it. Right side, Brooklyn Jones has her shot rejected by Kylie Finnerty and then tries to steal back the pass. We get a jump ball with 48.7 seconds remaining in the third. 51-13 is the lead for Lebo over Hartford in this girls' first-round matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament with the 38-point differential. We are likely to have a running clock in the fourth quarter. Soule. Right corner to Garcia. Garcia gets tripped up along the baseline, and ball will fall out of bounds. Turnover to Lebo. 40.3 left to go in the quarter. Audrey Peek up top to Katie Ott. Left wing now to Sierra Crouch. Crouch left block to Brooklyn Jones. Shoots over Kylie Finnerty. It's no good. Rebound ripped down by Trinity Wendell. Wendell going to hustle down the other way. Being pursued by Sage Hadley. A little chest bump by Hadley. Draws no whistle. And now Wendell is being harassed by both Jones and Hadley. She gets the pass over to Sydney Soule, who blindly tried to throw it towards half court, and it gets knocked out of bounds by Sierra Crouch. It'll stay with Hartford. Inbounds coming from Wendell in front of the Eastern Tunnel. Gets it to Kylie Finnerty. She has it poked free by Katie Ott from behind with 10.3 remaining in the quarter. Again, a 38-point differential here as Lebo leads it 51-13 over Hartford. Toby Soule lobs it in the lane, and it's taken away by Brooklyn Jones, but she actually gets tied up with by Trinity Wendell, and Jones maybe took an elbow to the face on that one. Her nose is kind of red there. Wendell fell right on top of her as they were fighting for the ball. 6 seconds left to go in the quarter. Hadley, left block jumper is too strong. 1 second remaining. Toby Soule with a more than half-court heave will not make it. That will do it for three. 51-13 is the lead for Lebo as we enter the fourth and final quarter of action here in our girls' first-round matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Can you dig it? They can. They're Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it?
Coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry, located just 3 miles south of Hartford. Call Eagle Creek Quarry at 620-392-5659. And MT Networks, looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at www.madtel.com.
Do have a score update from Dylan Sherwood, 20-all between Manhattan and Emporia.
Ooh.
At the half.
Shaping up to be a good one there in Manhattan. As Hartford with possession to start the fourth and final quarter. Again, a 38-point differential here for Lebo, which means we will have a running clock the entirety of this fourth. Wendell has it. Top of the left wing, now foul line to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty looking for some assistance. Has to give it back to Wendell near the top. Wendell trying to spin her way into the lane, gives it to Kiara Crouch and gets knocked down again. Again, no whistle. Sydney Soule inside the perimeter on the right wing. Ball comes free, and it was last touched by Hartford. It'll go back to Lebo as we approach 7:20 to go in the ball game. Audrey Peak gets it in the front court. Hadley will finish off the right side. And Hadley now with 18 points. 7:03 remaining in the ball game as we are set to have a near full shift change. Not making a full shift change for Lebo. Aubrey Finnerty will check in for Hartford as Sierra Crouch collects the loose ball off the missed layup attempt by Hartford. Audrey Peak now going in right block, just cuts through everybody. No one there to stop her. And Audrey Peak now with 14 on the night, and that's going to probably be the end of her night. Coach Patrick Gardner calls the timeout so he can sub in the rest of his bench. Getting set to check in. We will get you those names here in just a moment. As his team leads it 55-13, and well, hate to say it, but barring a monumental comeback by Hartford, his team looking to advance on to the championship semifinals on Friday night where they'll meet Burlingame. Into the lineup now for the Lady Wolves will be the freshman, Aubriana Van Ocker, Elena Millen, Allie Peak, Hannah Carpenter, and Shaylee Crouch. Five on the floor for Hartford. It's Toby Soule, Kylie Finnerty, Trinity Wendell, Aubrey Finnerty, and Sydney Soule. 6.5 remaining in the ballgame. Wendell, right block to Kylie Finnerty at the foul line now. Tried to drive over the top. And, well, one official signals foul, the other signals travel, and they're going to go with the travel.
The official on the baseline had the call, and she called that travel, and it was a step and a half.
Elena Millen hands off to Aubriana Van Ocker. Van Ocker now to Allie Peak. Peak in the lane, loses the handle. It's recovered by Hannah Carpenter. Now three on the way is well short by Elena Millen. Give her credit. She had the look, tried to take it.
Special moment there for Ted Van Ocker, though, with his, I believe that's a great-granddaughter out there for Ted.
That is correct. Hartford back on the attack now. Sydney Soule gets cut off at the foul line. Kylie Finnerty loses the pass from Aubrey Finnerty in the lane. Rebound, or loose ball, I should say, taken away by Allie Peak. Peak to Van Ocker up top now. Work to Millen. Millen misses the layup right side, and a falling Lady Wolf in the lane. Won't draw a foul. However, a reach by Van Ocker will. That is Van Ocker's first. Team's fourth. Hartford yet to collect a foul here in the second half. 5 minutes remain in the ball game. Soule to Finnerty, right block off over the top and no good, but she's fouled. See who they award this one to. That's going to go against Cassidy Potter, the freshman. And Coach Ryan Thomas wants a timeout.
That foul is on Cassidy Potter, her first.
It'll be a, oh no, actually it was Patrick Gardner took the timeout. 30-second timeout We'll keep it right here and remind you that our timeouts all week here from the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Well, Lebo comes in and really kind of has their way of the action here tonight, Mike. And, you know, I got to ask, do you think that this is more than just a victory for Lebo? Do you think that they're trying to send a statement to the rest of the field here at the tournament?
No, I mean, they're just trying to do it one game at a time here. Obviously, a big matchup of last year's championship tournament championship game now with Jeff Slater and the Burlingame Bearcats awaiting them. And obviously, they know all too well not to overlook anybody.
Kylie Finnerty knocks down the first of her two free throws. She now has 3 points on the night. Trinity Wendell still leads her team with 6. That's the first point of the fourth quarter for the Lady Jaguars. Finnerty puts up the second. Raindrop right through. Give her 4 on the night. Van Acker with it for Lebo. Top of the key. Loses the handle, but luckily into recover it is Allie Peake. Peake collides with Shaylee Crouch, but maintains possession, and then dribbling it off her foot is Elena Millen, and trying to save it was Van Acker. She won't get there in time. Ball goes out of bounds off the foot of Millen. Kylie Finnerty will inbound in the backcourt to Trinity Wendell. Sorry, Toby Soule. Soule goes to Wendell on the left wing. Wendell starts her drive, and she'll be fouled by Allie Peake. Peake was trying to jump in and take it away. And instead will only come away with a foul, the team's 6th. So one away from putting Hartford at the line. Again, Hartford, no fouls in the second half as 3 on the way is short by Trinity Wendell. Rebound gets pushed out. Van Acker nearly gets it for Lebo. It's taken away by Sydney Soule. Right wing, 3 on the way. Aubrey Finnerty, no good. Ball poked out of bounds by Lebo. Nope, they're going to say Hartford.
That was their first offensive rebound of the ballgame.
Checking into the Lebo lineup, replacing Elena Millen, is Sierra Plummer. Long, or I say, should say long two on the way by Wendell is no good, but it was altered. And last touch by Lebo as it falls out of bounds towards the north tunnel. So Soule looking for someone to inbound to, gives it to Sydney Soule. Left wing to Toby for 3 over the top. Tracking down the rebound is Trinity Wendell on the right corner to Kylie Finnerty on the right block. Up top, foul line, jumper on the way by Aubrey Finnerty. Nearly falls through but can't hit it. Kylie Finnerty will then tie up with Shaylee Crouch. Jump ball, alternate possession will go to Lebo. Substitution for Hartford to a roaring applause from the Hartford faithful comes Maricela Munoz-Gardner. She'll be followed by Kiara Garcia as Kylie Finnerty and Aubrey Finnerty will take a seat. Aubrey, the freshman, Kylie, the sophomore, as Munoz-Gardner and Garcia, freshman and sophomore, respectively. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo, who's trying to handle the pass, was Sierra Plummer. Just couldn't get a mitt on it. 55-15, a 40-point lead for Lebo. It's been as high as 41. 1:45 remaining in the ball game as Toby Soule will be fouled on her jumper in the lane and go to the line for 2. Toby, 2 points on the night thus far. Looking to make it 4 with 90 seconds remaining. Puts up the first. That one looked short but falls through. Give her 3. 55-16 now. Puts up the second. That hits front rim. Nothing more. Van Acker with the rebound for Lebo. She gives it to Allie Peake. Peake has, well, thought her shot rejected, but instead she'll get tapped on the wrist by Trinity Wendell. So Peake will go to the line to shoot 2. That is Trinity Windle's third foul of the ball game. Only Hartford player with multiple fouls in the game is Allie Peek in the score sheet now. The freshman with one off the first make. 40 seconds left to go. Puts up the second. That's too strong. Rebound fought for and won by Sierra Plummer. Sierra Plummer in the score sheet now with 20 seconds remaining as another steal on the Hartford into Lebo. Van Ocker didn't see it coming but still managed to get it and has her shot rejected by Trinity Windle, and that's likely going to do it. 10 seconds remain. Might be able to get the inbound. I don't think so. Well, your final score, 58-16. Lebo defeats Hartford to advance to the championship semifinals of the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament. They'll look to get back to the championship matchup as they match up with Burlingame, their opponent from last year. So they'll get a rematch of that contest. We'll take a quick break, come back, get your final stats, and get set for the final ball game of the first round here. It's Opie versus Southern Coffee County. I'm getting ahead of myself. Opie versus Southern Coffee County to round things out here in the opening round of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Stick around. We've got more to come here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details. The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn.